What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode number 193. We've got some juicy hobby topics to talk about. We've got grading alternatives. We know that BGS and PSA are going to take forever to get your cards in, maybe a while. So what are the alternatives, and should you go with one of these companies? We're also going to talk about the Babe Ruth card that shattered the record. And we're going to talk NFL rookie premiere. We're going to have another giveaway today. We're going to announce our giveaway winner from last week. So thank you guys for entering on that, and keep that going. We appreciate the comments and all the input on that. So, and check it out, mojobreak.com for your breaks. We'll be breaking right after the show. We're breaking 7 days a week. We always have something to get into. All four sports are rocking. We also got F1. We've got some soccer around the corner. There's a lot of big tournaments coming up for soccer. And UFC still rocking. C-Rat, what's going down, man? How you doing?
What's up, everybody? What's up?
I heard you just came back from seeing Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Yes, sir.
How was that trip, man?
Yes, sir. It was a fun trip. You know, obviously, it's always more for the kids, but I got a little bit of tan. That's why I'm covered up. I didn't want y'all to make fun of me. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of tan somewhere in
you did?
Embarrassing places.
Man, you didn't wear the...
like on my neck.
Oh,
on my
yeah.
shoulder.
Yeah, you got to get that sunscreen on, man.
Yeah, besides that, and it was only yesterday. Monday was like cooler, perfect weather. But yesterday was a little sun beaming. But it was a good time because of we've actually never experienced California without it being super packed. And because of the pandemic and California is not fully open.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, we got to stop. Uh-oh. Actually, yeah, we've been flagged on those words. So we got to...
Oh, wait, which word was it?
The C word, the vid, and the pandy.
Oh.
I think
we got flagged?
We've been trying to, like, promote our videos, and, like, Google's like, you're talking about sensitive topics. So we're like... the only thing we could think of is that we mentioned that a lot because of the national.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're like,
which I want to call it then?
I think the pandy and the vid.
I don't. I don't never say vid, but I say pandy a lot on the stream.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's what we got to switch.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, so we're gonna. Yeah, that's how we're rolling now.
Okay, but yeah, it was a good.
We forgot to tell. We had this meeting about it because Cody was like, "Why is Google rejecting our ads that we're trying to put out?" And I think it's because we talk about it in terms of the national.
Sensitive material. Okay. I see you, Google. But it was a good time. Not as busy as it usually is. So you know, the kids got to.
What was the most noticeable difference now that? You know, you went to Disneyland during, you know, the pandy, I guess you would say.
The pandy.
now we're saying it even more.
You know, wearing the mask for the whole day is kind of awful. You know what I mean?
Do they, if they see you, they're like, hey.
Yeah, you have to make sure you cover your nose. Okay. So that's still going on.
Oh, even though it's on your nose.
But for anybody that's wondering, like, people in general are really... Everybody that was, you know, in waiting in line and stuff, they were keeping like their distance. So,
this is Disneyland, California, by the way, not
Disneyland, California.
I think it's a whole other in Florida. Yep. That's a little bit.
Did you get like the $100 sandwich? They have a $100 sandwich at their, you know, rolling out at Disneyland.
No,
it's like the most expensive sandwich. And yeah. Why wouldn't it be? It's what they go for.
Did you get a 50 cent sandwich at the NASCAR event you went to over the weekend?
No reason. Well, first off, I'm glad you brought it up. So
I didn't want to.
NASCAR, Sonoma Raceway, Save Mart 350. It's 350 miles, not 350 laps. It would take a while. Greatest sporting event ever.
I didn't know that. So
period.
So the 500 is not 500 miles.
It's 500 miles, not 500 laps.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I highly recommend it. You know, I mean, if you're into having fun,
I may check that out at some point in my life. Meaning, not. I'd rather go to Disney, but maybe one day I'll see a show.
No way.
I'd rather see an F1 event than see Lewis Hamilton in person.
You never want to watch anybody pass anybody, huh?
Is that what it is? Is that how F1 goes?
Every F1 race I've watched, like they just basically.
There's one guy that's dominating.
There's one guy who dominates, and then everybody else. Nobody passes anybody. They just drive right behind him.
Is it because there's more inherent
I'm probably going to get absolutely blasted for saying that.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
Would you assume that it's probably because of the bigger inherent danger with driving those particular vehicles compared to the NASCAR vehicles?
They don't look like they're going that fast, to be honest with you. They have to turn a lot. They have to slow down. Looks like they use a lot of brakes. Not like NASCAR.
Let it rip.
Cody, if you were given the opportunity, would you go to an F, like it didn't matter, F1 or NASCAR? Which one are you going to?
Where's the F1 at? Because if
same place, let's just say they're both local.
Downtown San Jose.
Okay. Actually, I was going to say, if we're going back to like not old San Jose knowledge, but feels like it now. Do you guys remember what was the event? They had it in downtown San Jose. It was like F1.
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember what that was?
Was it
IndyCar?
I think it was Indy.
It was like a San Jose Grand Prix, and they literally raced the cars.
And I think you're right.
San Jose.
I think it was actually called the San Jose Grand Prix.
Yeah, something like that. That's the one. Yeah, that's the one I'll go to. But yeah, if it's like in Monaco, like what? Am I gonna turn down a trip to Monaco? No, I'm not.
That's true. There is more exotic places when you're dealing with the F1.
But at the same time, I do want to get the environment of a NASCAR race. Like I do, I want to experience it all. I'm sorry to be I'm playing all the sides.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, covered your bases.
Dude, I always felt like F1 was like, you know, you gotta have that paper to go to F1. Like you're around like people with like money. That's what it feels like to me, anyways.
You gotta have the beer cozy if you're going down to the NASCAR and belly hanging out. And actually, and shirts are optional. I heard
shirts are optional. Every merch booth had a beer cozy,
koozie. That's right,
koozie.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
Good stuff, man. Great event.
I will.
Great event.
I do want to participate in one.
I think I'm going to go to another one this year in Vegas.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Well, let's move on. Let's talk about real quick some NBA playoff stuff. For one, if you want to get some NBA boxes in your hand and rip it open, you can go to mojobreakshop.com, where we have a great selection of all the top hobby boxes, whether it be Prism, Crown Royale. I think we might even be almost out of Crown Royale. All the newest wax there, including soccer, all the other sports as well, mojobreakshop.com. And we have the deal of the day. We also have a new app, Mojobreak Shop app, so download that in your app store. But I wanted to talk about this because I was a little bummed. I am a homer. I was bummed that Curry got the third amongst MVP votes. I thought for sure he'd at least get seconds, but he got third. Jokic is the MVP, which I think people predicted, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago. So really not a surprise that Jokic won the MVP.
Yep.
So his card's got to be they got to be going up a lot, and it's kind of good to see a big man kind of selling for once, right? I mean, and
it's good to see a big man win MVP just in general, you know?
Yep. And that 15-16 rookie class, you kind of a lot of failures in that rookie class in terms of the hobby, you know. Carl Anthony Towns never really amounted to what he was expected to be, and then you had D'Lo. I think D'Lo was in that set too. Am I thinking of the right year?
No, the Cat, Kristaps, and Booker.
Oh, so you had Booker. So obviously Booker's doing well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Booker and the big Joker coming out that mix. Yeah. Pretty cool. I saw a guy on Facebook that literally has every top Jokic. He has a black 101. He's got the logo man. He's got the flawless logo man.
So he's the Jokic super collector.
He was, yeah, and he's probably pretty happy right now. I would assume.
Oh yeah.
But I really wanted to focus in on KD. 2-0 lead as we stand right now. 2-0 lead over the Bucks. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're gonna kind of breeze
dominating
through this series, which should have been hard for them. I gotta think that they're the favorite.
Yeah.
And what does this do to Kevin Durant's already rising cards? What do you think, C-Red?
For KD wise,
yeah.
I mean, he has to finish the job. Obviously, yes, you know, he has to win. He has to win this year, but I think KD's always been one of those guys where you either really love him, or you really hate him, right? So that, I think that kind of reflects his card prices. Now he's a lot more stable than you would think for somebody that's like half hated, half loved like him, but. Yeah, I think long-term, we're thinking long-term, I feel like they have still a lot of potential. Right now, in the immediate future, like, yeah, he has to win. And I think that you'll see some bumps up in his prices for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely my pick. I don't think anybody beats the Nets this year, barring some injuries. We know all those guys have had injuries in their career, and Harden already left one of the games with an injury. So, I mean, that's one thing that could happen. But so let's say he wins the chip, and now he's got three. So now he's up there with Steph. Steph has three as well.
Yep.
Any chance that he passes up Steph?
No, for the reason I think I just said.
More
the
people
fact
like
that
Steph.
Steph is universally more loved than the KD.
And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that Steph doesn't – people don't perceive Steph as, like, somebody who's looking to join teams to win championships. He did it with the team that drafted him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't – I mean, I overheard it. they're looking to extend Steph another 4 years, which would basically extend him
for the rest of his career.
For the rest of his career on one team. And I think that always goes into account when you're looking at the hobby value and the longevity hobby value for each individual player, is if they've stayed on one team their whole career.
Yeah.
And there's a question, and also for you guys that are watching the video here on Mojo Break Media, which, by the way, hit that subscribe. We need subscribers, so we appreciate you guys subscribing. If you're watching, hit that subscribe. It's easy, right? So I want to hear you what you guys have to say about this. So we're talking about the refractor parallel era, right? So you can throw all, like, the Jordans, the Bill Russells out of that era. If you're looking at the hobby and you're looking at the refractor parallel era, you've obviously got Kobe, right, and you've got LeBron. Those are probably one and two in the era that we're in. And then is it Curry after that? Maybe three? So is Durant in this era, is he like the number four guy? Or I mean, he's definitely in the top 10, right? But you can make an argument that he's in the top five.
I would say he's in the top five.
Would you put, like, what about Duncan? Because Duncan has a chrome.
That's true. You got Duncan. You got a little bit of Nowitzki, right?
Yeah, and I mean, and at one point, like, Tim Duncan's cards early this year, they were, like, going through the roof.
They were, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Duncan definitely in the top 10. But, I mean, I think Duncan, like, that's why they call him the fundamental, right? He wasn't as flashy as, you know, the game winners you see from Kevin Durant right in LeBron's face that, you know, makes big stories on ESPN and on social media.
Flashy players do sell cards more than the guys that just, you know, just play the game straight up and just win, you know?
Right. And probably arguably the greatest shooting big man of all time, right? I mean, they know people don't consider him a center, but he's – damn near the height of a center, and being able to shoot the way that he does is just incredible.
Dirk, dude. Dirk.
He can shoot.
Yeah, both Dirk and Duncan would be pretty much considered centers if they played in modern NBA.
Right. But I think people covet Durant more than those two guys. Do you think people are wrong for thinking that?
Well, right now you can play into the hype. Durant's still playing. Yeah. So there's the what-if factor. Yeah. Where you look at Dirk and you're like, he won an MVP, he won a title, but there's nothing else he can do. I mean, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but that's it.
Right.
You look at Tim Duncan. His
and Dirk
career,
only won one championship.
He won one championship. And then you look at Tim Duncan, like, he can't do anything else in his career. Kevin Durant can. Kevin Durant can go, he can play another 5 years, he can win three more championships. So there's the what-if factor.
Now, do you guys think, like, I feel like I just bought a Finest, XRC 2006 Finest Kevin Durant at the SF show, and I'm in full-blown, like, I want to buy more Kevin Durant. Like, I feel like that's the play right now. And I'm not trying to give you guys advice. You know, you guys can figure out things for yourself, but I feel like I'm not the only one, right? I mean, out of all the guys that are, like, left, I feel like that is, like, one of the best and safest investments. If you're looking at it from an investment standpoint, Kevin Durant's probably the best thing you could kind of buy right now, right? Am I wrong in thinking that? Is there any downside to buying Kevin Durant right now? Is he at the peak? Is he going to go down if he loses? I just feel like that's, like, you know, all these people are spending money on Luka and Ja and Zion. You've got a guy that's already won two championships, possibly can win his third here, possibly can win a lot more too.
Yeah. I don't think there is any downside.
I think if you're comparing the prices of Luka, Zion, Ja, LaMelo, then absolutely, you're looking at Kevin Durant. He's proven.
No, I mean, obviously he's more expensive than those guys on top tier cards.
Is he?
He is.
Are you sure he's more expensive than Luka?
I mean, you could buy some cheaper rookies, like, you know, if you stay away from the chromes, if you buy some of the upper deck stuff, some of the non-patch stuff, you could probably get stuff cheaper. But if you're buying his Topps chrome, those have gone significantly up. The Kevin Durant rookies. But I mean, do you think that's why some of these people are getting out of these Lukas and out of these and trying to put it towards Kevin Durant or put it towards Kobe? At the show, I felt like everybody was talking about Kobe Inc. Buy Kobe Inc, which is an obvious one. He's not going to be signing anymore.
Oh, you mean just like in general? Buy
autographs.
I was like, what's this Kobe?
I'm all, what's this Kobe Inc?
Right. No, yeah. Kobe autographs.
Okay. I think in general, dude, at the end of the day, what we preach mostly is that when you put your money in the guys that are proven, like a Kevin Durant, like a Kobe Bryant, like, your money's going to be like 1,000 times more safe than investing in a guy like a Luka Doncic or a Zion Williamson.
I mean, I think there's we talk about this. I think there's a handful of guys who are undervalued based on their body of work in the NBA.
Yeah, PSA 10 refractor sold March 21st.
Luka is not that price.
No.
56,000. So that would be comparative to a silver.
But
I guess.
Luka's silvers at his peak,
yeah,
they weren't 50 grand, but they were like,
they're like 10.
A lot. Yeah. 10 grand is a lot. And there is way more production made in 18, 19 Prism than there was, what year is this?
07, 08
Chrome.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a reference right here, guys. On April 21st, a BGS 10 Luka Prism, Silver Prism, $40,100.
So that's a Black Label 10.
It was not, no. Not a Black Label, just a pristine 10.
Okay, oh, maybe we're wrong then. I don't know.
But that's a pristine 10.
That is a pristine 10.
Yeah, so you got to look at the pop on that's probably what? Maybe under 50?
Five or 10,
right? So the PSA 10s on Kevin Durant, they're numbered to $1,499. I don't know what the pop report is, but I got to assume that they're, you know, at least 300-400 of those, right? So, yeah.
$40,000 for Luka, Don.
But what I was saying is that, like, Russell Westbrook is undervalued.
Yeah.
You look at,
won a championship.
For his body of work in the regular season, he's undervalued. I think James Harden's undervalued.
You'd be surprised. Those guys.
I know James Harden is pricey. I know Russell Westbrook is pricey. But like with their body of work that they've done in the NBA, I think they're undervalued.
Yep.
I think both. I don't know. Those guys are almost very similar to me. They've won MVPs, but they've never won championships. And it's funny that they were on the same team together.
Westbrook.
And talk about not being liked. Like, they're not liked. They're like love and hate like Kevin Durant, but they don't have any championships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I feel.
Average a triple-double in a season, man.
Three years in a row.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think Russell Westbrook is undervalued. Now, do I think for his prices to go up, does he need to win a championship? Probably.
Yeah.
I think his prices go up when these cars become vintage.
But what if he joins a super team, like maybe he joins Giannis in Milwaukee, or what if next year he just goes to Brooklyn? He's like, I want to be on the team too.
I very well. And lastly, before we move on to the next topic, if Giannis gets bounced out here by the Nets, what does that do? I mean, does Giannis leave Milwaukee? I mean, Giannis used to be like the hobby god. I think he's been like moved to the third or fourth guy on the totem pole behind Luka, maybe even Kevin Durant now.
Yeah.
What does that do to his status? Yeah. He just could never get it done.
He got dropped, not significantly, but his hobby value dropped a lot after he got bounced last year. Because that was the year a lot of people thought they were going to at least come out of the East, and they didn't even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And the only thing
they were in the finals.
The only thing they really did was they got Jrue Holiday, right?
Yeah, and they picked up a couple of key pieces too, like PJ Tucker was a great defensive player for them this year, role player.
You building the championship? You're getting PJ Tucker.
I think you need guys like PJ Tucker. Like,
not starting though. Like,
no, not starting. But you need like certain key pieces.
It sounds
roles.
Like PJ Tucker is like a guy that they're like, he's gonna bring us to the promised land.
I mean, to their credit, they looked a lot better this year than they did last year. But I mean, they're running into a buzzsaw, dude. They're like KD.
But I think it's safe to say
it's
with
almost like the Eastern Conference Finals right there.
I think it's safe to say with Milwaukee, right? They need to get another superstar or two to go along with Giannis to compete with the Brooklyn Nets.
That's the obvious.
You saw it with the Lakers last year. They in order to win in the NBA, you're probably going to have to put together a super team.
Yeah.
At least two superstars.
You definitely need the other guy.
You know, it's funny when you think about it, because there's a pattern between him and Luka, right, in terms of the hobby. Is you had Gary Vee on the Rich Eisen show talking about Giannis, right, Giannis prisms. And then, I mean, I'm not saying they dropped a lot, but they went up. I mean, I think the base were trading around 6,000 at one point, the base prism Giannis's. And they've come down quite significantly. And then you see the hobby move, and he was the first kind of that pushed us up into this wave. And then you've seen people go, Luka. And then you've seen how far Luka's prices have gone down. So it's almost like following the trend may not be a good thing in the hobby, right? You follow the trend, that means everybody else is following the trend. And then everybody else has that opportunity to cash out when they want to, because there's just too many people riding the wave of this guy. And if they don't win championships, then it seems like people just jump ship, right?
I think you're seeing that in a lot of different aspects of life when it comes to investing, trading cards. If you're the one who's basically waiting for somebody to tell you who to buy, you're already late to the show.
Right.
You already missed the boat.
Yeah.
You need to be the person who, like, you've been collecting that person before the influencers start saying,
buy buying the Dogecoin at like 6 cents, and then you're like, okay, you're good. Now you jumped in at 45.
Yeah,
if
you're buying Doge at like 79 cents, and you're like, I'm gonna be a millionaire, and then you know,
yeah,
3 days later it's that down to 39 cents.
Yep.
Well, don't want to be late to the show.
Well, let's move on. NFL Rookie Premiere has been announced for the 2021 NFL Rookie Premiere. It's gonna be virtual. So there's going to be no on-location breaks, unfortunately, this year. Hopefully 2022 will happen. But there's some interesting things to dissect here, that they have 60 rookies at the NFL Rookie Premiere. If you're new to the hobby, you're like, what does that mean? Well, in prior years, they usually have anywhere from 30 to 40 rookies, right? All the quarterbacks usually within the first three or four rounds are always there. All the running backs in the first three or four rounds are always there. Receivers, a few tight ends. Maybe one defensive guy, typically. If you look at the last couple years, the defensive rookies have been Nick Bosa in 2019, and then 2020 we had Chase Young. Those are the only defensive guys that were rookie premier guys.
Jadeveon.
No, I'm saying the last 2 years. There's one guy each year.
There's one guy.
Yeah. And I'm talking about in the prior years, right? So rookie premier guys typically are guys that are in every product.
On card
in the Origins brands, and then the Contenders brands, and then the National Treasures brands. So those are the guys that you have a higher percentage of hitting, right? Like Gardner Minshew, not a rookie premier guy. He was a sticker guy late in the set. Doesn't come quite as often. Or like who was the guy on the Jaguars last year, the running back? Wasn't a rookie premier guy, right? So
James Robinson
was not a rookie premier guy. Came in the sets late. It wasn't a lot of hits from him. So these 60 rookies, if it's anything like the other years, these are going to be the guys that are in the mainstay of the product. So the interesting little thing that I've noticed here.
That's a lot more guys.
Right. And you know how they did it?
Oh.
We've got three offensive linemen.
Offensive linemen are players too.
We've got five defensive linemen.
That's how you win championships in the trenches.
We've got five defensive backs.
Okay.
And we have two linebackers.
Okay.
So that's adding that those extra guys that we talk about, you know, they're normally 40. Those are all in the non-skill positions.
I already know where this is going.
So, you know, from the outside looking in, you're thinking, wow, 2021's going to be a big year with all these quarterbacks. Panini's also looking at it in the same way. They figure, how do we get more content out there? Well, we have these guys, other guys, sign more cards. So something to keep in mind when you're ripping 2021, I'm getting ahead of myself, 2021 products, is instead of having maybe a 1 in 40 chance of hitting a Herbert, you're going to have a 1 in 60 chance of hitting a Lawrence. So just keep that in mind. I mean, I'm not saying that the base cards won't be there. I'm not saying that the the gold parallels and select and prism, those aren't going to change really much. But as far as the autograph content, those autograph-based products, if this is the actual list that are going to be in every single product, it's going to be a little bit harder to hit these guys. So they knew that this is going to be a star-studded year. They had to figure out a way to make more product, right? So how do you do that? You invite more guys to the party to sign. You instead of having some of these guys sign 20, 30,000 autographs, you have more guys sign 5 or 6,000 autographs. Simple mathematics, right? So, your thoughts. You didn't see this. What are your thoughts, C-Rad?
Man, I'm
speechless.
That's a big jump.
It is.
Some more people.
Yeah. that means
more people in the party.
Pretty much what you were saying, that means there's going to be more products.
No. There's going to be
There probably will be.
There'll probably be more products, but there's going to be more of the product.
That's what I mean,
the quantity is
going
up. So, yeah, the case quantity will be more. There will be more Origins. There will be more Certified. There is going to be more Elite. There's going to be more Contenders. Contenders is the one that I'm like, holy crap. Because you get one on-card auto.
You think they bump? Do you think there's any chance they bump that up to two this year?
I don't think so.
Well, why, maybe.
I don't think so. I think they're gonna stick true to it. But there is a chance that your main hit in a contender's box could be an offensive lineman.
In probably what's gonna be the most expensive football year of all times in terms of.
I contenders comes out so late. Bold statement, right here.
Let's hear it.
I don't think the products are going to go up as high as people think.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be – I think the first 3 to 4 products are going to come out and people are going to be like going crazy and they're going to double and maybe triple retail. But then people are going to start watching breaks and seeing the content that come out and know that like, man, I've watched 10 cases. I have not seen one Trey Lance auto yet. And that is going to deter people from buying. Online retailers are going to still need to sell the product, so the product will go to an attractive price where consumers are going to be willing to take that chance.
Which would be nice.
It could go back to it. Actually, this we all been speculating that 2021 football is going to be the craziest market we've ever seen.
Yeah,
this actually might even it out.
Yeah, but also one good thing you got to consider is that they should the autographs of the good guys should be a little bit shorter printed. They shouldn't need more of those. So when you do hit one, there should be less of them out there because they have more guys signing. So that should add some value to those Trevor Lawrence autos.
We talk about that all the time, but I don't know if like the end user, the person who's holding the card, thinks about it like that.
In that way.
Well, yeah, if we keep on talking about it enough.
I think
maybe we will change the culture.
This is speculation. I mean, yeah. This is a virtual rookie premiere. So, you know, they don't have to worry about flying 20 more guys out there. So I'm not sure exactly how they're going to use all these guys, but if it's anything like other prior years, yes, we're looking at 20 more guys like we've been just discussing.
I think what Dan is saying is might actually turn out to be right, where the box prices are not as high as we may anticipate. But what is going to happen is still the individual single cards of these guys like Lawrence, because of this too, is actually going to make their prices even more expensive. So single cards maybe they should benefit. Like
you're saying the same thing Doug was saying, that like because there's so many more players that you can hit, when you hit a good one, they're quote unquote short printed theoretically.
Yeah.
That card should go for more.
Yeah. I think
because it's harder to hit.
I just think we knew that the Trevor Lawrence year is going to be big, right? In terms of people collecting, wanting to go after Trevor Lawrence and buy his cards because they think he's going to be the next God quarterback or whatever. So from that perspective, Trevor Lawrence has been pretty high, even just for like a score rookie auto, right?
We were looking at it today. His contenders draft auto is base auto is $700.
Yeah, that's like crazy, right?
To me, it felt like it was a little high.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And is that what you pulled, Cody? We got Mr. McGee in the chat saying you pulled him a Trevor, some Trevor ink yesterday.
It was from Leaf Middle Draft Football. I think it was an out of 25.
Nice.
Pink Lawrence auto.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, and he's actually got a nice looking autograph too. I mean, he lives up to the billing.
Yeah, so. it's not an old Johnny Manziel top level autograph.
It is not. One of the best autos in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about recent quarterbacks, right? Kyler has a really nice autograph. As you know, it's a simple but very clean looking autograph. Yep. Herbert's autograph is pretty good. Burrow's auto is pretty good, right? All these top quarterback guys are usually pretty decent.
Pretty decent.
Burrow's been a redemption and everything. What does his auto look like?
I know, right?
It seems like most. I know they're live. I know they're live and they're shipping, but it seems like throughout the whole season. I mean, no, not as bad as LaMelo.
It's funny that you mentioned Johnny Manziel, because obviously it feels like he shortchanged the Browns. He shortchanged the NFL. He didn't show up to practice. But yeah, his auto was always the same, and it was one of the autos that I'm sure took him longer than everybody else to do. and he kept it the same way. He didn't shorten it. I figured after a while he'd be like, you know what, just JM. But he had that big old autograph that was very nice to look at.
Any chance that was an auto pin?
I think Johnny Manziel was putting in the work.
And he used to write Money Manziel every once in a while, which is
that's true. You know, he recently came out and talked about how he was signing to make money like in college.
Oh yeah, that was a great story. And man, the whoever figured that out to if you hadn't seen it, I think what was he on? Was he on Barstool?
He was on Barstool.
He was on Barstool talking about how he made money during college signing autographs. And whoever had signed, I mean, I have my inklings of who I think it was, but it was somebody had him go into a hotel room by himself
super shady
with
stuff,
10,000 items to sign. And then in a separate room was a safe with the money. So he had to sign all these things by himself. And once he was done, he took a picture of it. And then they gave him the code to the other room to go upstairs. And then they gave him the code to the safe. So there was actually nobody involved. There was no money actually changing hands. It was like, whoever thought about that, obviously it's shady, but that was pretty, pretty smart.
Bro, you know, the funniest part of that story is that the first guy gave him 3 racks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the second guy was like, $3,000?
Yeah.
You working for free over here, baby. Look at you, 30.
The system was so well thought out and the plan was so well thought out that I could guarantee you Johnny Manziel was not the first football player or collegiate athlete that happened to, because it was done so perfectly that, like,
they had that down to the science.
It's been done a handful of times, to say the least.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the good news is we didn't think the Raiders were going to have a rookie premier guy, but they do. They have Mr. Leatherwood. So you can still have your 6.5 thanks to the new way that Panini's doing things. But you got the Lions.
It won't be expensive this year.
Penei Sewell, Lions, and Quinn Meernes. You know, a lineman are people, too. We got 3 linemen in there. And
I actually – something just came to me right now. With the 60 rookie premier guys, this might be the first year ever that every single team has a rookie premier guy.
Could be.
Hopefully. And that is a – definitely benefits group breaking.
Yeah.
So there is a silver lining.
There is a silver lining. Yeah.
Yeah, because you had, like, teams like the Falcons last year that didn't have anybody right now.
There's always, like, 3 to 4 teams on average that don't have a rookie.
Yeah.
All right.
Origin should have all teams this year.
Should, for the first time ever. We have to do like a 23 team random.
Don't have to do
any combos.
An eight spot break because there's 8 players, eight teams represented. I think that's definitely a silver lining as well. But I think because of the 60 players, we are not going to see the spike in prices that
we'll see. I mean, it's all depending on how these guys play. I mean, if Justin Fields comes out and he's killing it, Trevor Lawrence is killing it, Trey Lance is killing it.
That's very true.
You know, I mean, it doesn't even matter.
I'll
they
tell
can
you,
make a million boxes and it'll be a demand.
Prism and Optic and Select, it won't matter.
Right.
Because you have the value of the parallels and the base cards, so you're not chasing the autograph content. So I think this year's Prism, this year's Optic, and this year's Select will be by far the highest price three products we've ever seen in the football category.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be looking at $4,000 a box out of the gate on Prism.
What about NT?
NT, though, you get into the situation where you are chasing the autograph content. Yeah. So the RPA, on average, maybe you get 2 a case. They could be a defensive player.
Yeah.
It could be. So NT.
Could be Leatherwood.
NT,
Stars and Stripes.
NT may not have the peak that we thought it was going to have.
Maybe there'll be an RPA in every box this year.
But Prism, Optic, and Select. Get ready.
Spectra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spectra. Well, no, Spectra's kind of about
maybe out. Mosaic, too, comes out early enough, right? They're actually doing Mosaic College this year, too. So that'll be coming out, I think, fairly soon. Let's get into the next topic as we're getting close on time here. We still got a few topics to talk about. With the PSA and BGS being basically suspended unless you want to pay $300 or $400 a card, I want to discuss what's the best alternative, and is there an alternative? We've got SGC, GMA, HGA and CRAT 6.5. No.
No, seriously.
And you got this. You got CSG as well, I think, is another one. Any of these, if you had, you know, a bunch of Prism Lamello base, are you sending any of these cards into any of these companies, or are you going to just wait it out?
I'm
going to
wait it out.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, sad to say, majority of people are probably going to wait it out. I will say this. I did love the fact that Sports Cards Investor, shout out to Jeff, peeled back the curtain a little bit and went behind the scenes with SGC. I thought that was a great video.
I gotta check that out.
It really made me like appreciate the work they're doing over there.
SG, there's also like another one. I was like on Facebook. There's like Elite Grading, another company in the mix
from the somebody's their mom's basement.
They only grade Elite cards.
You know, every time that Elite comes out, that's a big deal for them.
But SGC, they have the they call it the tuxedo, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good watch for anybody that hasn't seen it yet. Like I was saying, definitely because they had a big squander last year with they had a lot of potential to take over some of the market, but they couldn't meet the demand last year when everything went down last year. You know,
yeah.
Don't do it.
The P word.
And that's gonna
don't do it.
That's gonna lead us into our actual giveaway before we actually discuss all these. So last week, Rick won the box of Hobby Hybrid Rick W. Rick Weber, so go ahead and get a hold of us through our Mojo Break. Go to MojoBreak.com and go through the contact form and winner, your name, all that other good stuff so that we can get this get the select box set to you. We're going to give away a Chronicles draft picks from 2020. So you got a chance at Herbert, Love, Burrow, Tua, all those guys from last year. I want to know where you guys are sending your cards currently. Is it going to be, is it SGC? Is it HGA? Or are you going to wait and hold out for BSA? Yeah, that's the one I created. We're going to hold out for either PSA or BGS, and I want to know why. I want to know your reasoning why you're choosing one company. So that will be on our Mojo Break media video for this show. Comment, and you got a chance of winning a Chronicles draft pick box. Where you're sending your cards, or even if you don't have cards to send, where would you send your cards? I just want to know where people are going, you know, now that we can't send a PSA. We can't send a BGS right now. Where are you going? Are you just going to wait it out? So, because I know there's people that are really involved in flipping. They're getting the cards and they need to get these things graded to flip them. I saw a 62 Mantle. We just bought a 62 Mantle, and I saw one graded HGA, and it was
blasphemy.
I have a picture of it. We didn't put it on the slide. You guys can look it up on the internets, but it just doesn't look good, you know. So people don't know what kind of direction to go. I just feel like if you had a vintage card, you probably got to go SGC, right? I mean, if you have maybe a shiny Prism card, maybe HGA, but
just wait.
Bro, what is GMA?
And grading and authentication. I know GMA is Cody did a little bit of research on GMA. Good Morning America, right? Is that what they do? They do
yeah,
Good
that's
morning?
Right.
Yeah. So SGC was established in 1998, grew from 12 employees in early 2020 to over 90 today.
I thought they were bigger than that.
Yeah, I thought they'd been around longer than 1990. We'll have to do some more research.
That's what it said on their website.
So yeah. they had 12 employees in 2020?
Yeah, they've basically, over the last year, because of demand, they've expanded, so now they're up to 90 right now, just a little
wow.
more than 90.
That's where I was kind of like alluding to, like they had a big opportunity, but like because people were submitting to them like crazy, boom, like people were ready to like spend a lot of money with SGA, and then they couldn't meet the demand, and they had to shut them themselves and just rethink about their whole business process, and now that's why they have like almost 100 employees, and that's why the video from Sports Card Investor is also really interesting because it kind of shows you where they're at now, and it looks like they got a handle on it. So I respect that. I respect the business, adjusting to meet the customer's demands.
Yeah. So I mean, you're looking at the HGA and the GMA as well. I mean, HGA just started as well in 2020. Takes human element out of grading using digital scanning to grade.
How?
I that's a good question.
How?
We should have them on the show and they could show us.
I just want to know. I want to know. Do it. Anybody could say that the human element is taken out of grading. If it's a spreadsheet and like a database and data entry, You have a computer involved, right?
SGA, you should show what you do, bro. Because just like SGC, they
and there may be a video out there. I'm not sure, but
yeah. I've looked.
Again, for modern day cards, I do like the way their slabs look for modern day cards. But for like what you just showed us, the vintage, don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
Yeah, and there's HGA. I mean, all their prices are very similar, it seems like, and their turnaround time very similar right now. And they're obviously accepting the $20 stuff. So it's very intriguing, and you can kind of see a Zion sold SGC 325, GMA 279.
Oh, yeah, okay, GMA,
and,
okay.
And HGA 277. Mm-hmm. If I had to pick one, I'd probably go SGC.
You got to go SGC, yeah.
It's just one of those things that you look at, like, and we had somebody come in this week with a slab we had never heard of, right? And the cards weren't very good. But based on the slab, I had no interest, right? And that's my fear. That come 10, 20 years from now, say you graded a Mike Trout and Trout's the greatest ever and you have a very valuable card. If you ever think about selling it or, you know, somebody that you know, you give it to or, you know, it's going to be harder to sell. I mean, if these companies go away,
but
you know?
We were looking at cards that nobody in their right mind would even consider grading.
Kind of like that stash you guys had in the storage for a little bit.
Exactly. Like that. But those were at least BGS and PSA.
Yeah. Let me just say one thing too. Like, in terms of who I would trust, but I don't really like their slabs too much. Like that wasn't on this slide. The comic book company.
CSG, I trust
their grading process more so than probably any other company.
Yeah, I don't. There's something about their slab.
I just don't like the slab.
Yeah,
I don't like the slab.
I think if SGC would be the one that I would. They've been around, you know, and I see more people using them. And I actually have bought some cards on eBay with SGC. Yeah. Too much black for me personally. I would probably wait for PSA. But if I'm doing something where I'm going to flip, I think SGC. CJ Lee in the chat says SGC for the low ROI flip, PSA Express for the hogs, and waiting it out for the $250 to $1,500 card. That is well said. I like that. Yeah, I mean, if you got a $50 card that if you get a 9.5, that you'll be able to flip it for $150, I guess you got to use SGC right now. But if everybody says it's SGC, are they going to be in the same predicament, right? I mean, we're going to maybe run into the same problems with them. Because you can't just have an infinite amount of people grading, right? So that's the issue that PSA had. That's the issue that BGS is currently having. That there's just not enough hands to grade all the cards that are coming in. So, so we'll see. Yeah, I think personally, I'd wait. I don't know what they're gonna do at the National. Are they gonna have the $20? Are they gonna have they? Does anybody know if they've announced anything yet?
I haven't heard. Like,
Why would they have the $20?
Right.
They would. You think they would have the? I mean, if they're gonna do it, the couple day service, like, why wouldn't it be like 300 400 500,
you think? So
in-person grading,
yeah.
PSA said the 2019 National,
like, with the where they put the raw grade on, not the raw grade, but like it's like basically just in a
that's Beckett who does the raw card review. I don't know if PSA has a
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. And the raw card review, you guys know how much I love BGS.
Yeah,
That ain't a secret, but I don't like that. I think it's like
just not enough time to properly grade it.
I mean, one, like, why would I want to buy that card if now I have to do more work to get it slabbed up?
Yeah,
like I know this card is going to get a 9.5, but now I don't want this in my collection with a sticker on it and in a card saver. I want it in the regular slab. So now I feel like I'm going to have to send it out for, you know, $30-$40 to get it slabbed. I would never buy a raw card reviewed Beckett.
Yeah, I know.
I would never buy one.
I don't like it. Yeah, I remember even some buyback companies were starting to put them. I know
one specifically.
Yeah.
That would do it a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. So, yeah, and speaking of the National, we will be there. We're actually going to have two booths at the National, one for Mojo Break Media and one for MojoBreak.com. So,
I think so.
At least as of right now, it seems that way. So, but come visit us. We're going to be giving out free shirts. We have a new logo for the hype that we'll be giving away those shirts at the National. We're also going to be doing free breaks there as well. And if you're a customer of ours on MojoBreak.com, we're going to have a sign-up form on MojoBreak.com for you to let us know and RSVP that you're going to be there so that we can have some gift bags and some goodies already prepared to give away. So we want to see you guys. I mean, for one, it's been 2 years since we've had the National, and we want to meet some of our new customers and some of our old customers and hang out. And that's the whole reason why we go to the National, is to do some face-to-face with you guys and show you how much we appreciate you guys, A, listening to our podcast, B, buying into our breaks, and, you know, just for showing the support. And we're going to have lots of stuff to give away. C-Rad, he's a local celebrity there. He'll be in the building, I think, for, what, maybe a couple days, maybe three
couple days.
Maybe he'll be there longer than 1 day this time, so...
Definitely longer than 1 day, and you know, I want to have a Revolution ripping party. So,
oh, speaking of that, I ordered some T-Mall for me, Revolution T-Mall for you.
Oh hell yeah!
So that's coming in soon.
Hell yeah! Revolution ripping party at the Nationals, while drinking silver sodas. What can be better?
We should plan a night of a Revolution night.
We should, That'd or be, just like, you know, just hanging out and just ripping random stuff or whatever, you know.
Yep.
Would be fun.
And if anybody's going to the Colorado card show, that's July 9th, I believe, July 9th through the 11th, me and Dan will be there Friday and Saturday. So if you want to hang out with us then, and hit us up.
Colorado?
Yeah, Dan's going to be doing only signing flats. That's it. No game use items, nothing. Only flats for the low price of $85. So, but go ahead and we can go ahead and we'll have a sign up form for that if you're going to be at that show.
Pay for the plane ticket, man.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we'll be there. Yeah, we'll be at the Colorado Card Show. And I've never been to Denver specifically. I've never been to Colorado, period. So I'm excited to.
You've been to the airport. That out.
That's true. We actually were in the airport.
Yeah, been to the airport.
Yeah, so if you're going to that show, hit us up too. I want to know. I want to meet some people in Colorado. That'd be pretty cool. But that's it for today's show. We've got more breaks, mojobreak.com. Prism Draft Picks Football comes out this Friday, as well as Topps Series 2. And if you're interested in Topps Series 2 boxes, you can go to mojobreakshop.com. I believe we're the cheap. We're dumb. We just sell stuff. We sell stuff too cheap. We've got some boxes on mojobreakshop.com of Series 2 that are cheaper than everybody else. I don't know why we even sell it cheaper than anybody else. But get it while it lasts, mojobreakshop.com, Series 2, Hobby, and Jumbo. When I looked, we were lower than everybody else. I don't know why we just don't match everybody else, but we are lower than everybody else. So go to mojobreakshop.com to get those, as well as some other deals on that website as well. So that is it for The Hype. We'll be back next week for 194. Peace out.
Peace.